Yud Gimel Teves, Monday the 16th of December, Rabbi Chaim Perlman, the authority of Minhogim.
Minhogim affect Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch. We find that depending on Minig, it can have ramifications with regard to Gitin and Kiddushin, Chalitzo, regarding Issa Veheta, regarding certainly financial matters, and even how to deliver a baby on Shabbos with regard to Pikuach Nefesh. Depends on Minig. There are many classic statements, either of Chazal or of the Rishonim, which we'll look at in a moment, but we find one of the major statements is Minig Oke Halacha, that the Minig can even change the Halacha. And of course this is a matter of great dispute among the poskim as to how to interpret this, and we'll look at that in a moment. But let me just begin with a statement from the Meiri. Roy lechol kohol lahachzik b'minig avoseim akdoshim. It's appropriate for every kehillah to maintain the customs of the previous generations. V'chachmei kodmeim hashleimim. V'ein lo shum chocham habo aleim la'arer b'minhagoseim. No chacham should object as to the minhagim of a particular kehillah, but kol shkein l'shanosam b'chulam or b'miktosam, or to change anything, either in total or even in part. Rak lios kol kohol v'chol manik shebohem, each congregation, each leader shebohem sorer b'mkoma, should be princely in his appropriate place. Am v'om kilshoinoi medinot medinot kiksovo. Of course, that's a very poetic quotation from the Megillah. And the Sefer Minhagim of Rabbi Yitzhak Tirno, who's one of the pioneers of the Sefer of the Minhagim, he says, Haminog oker halocha afilu b'yisuri diraisa. That needs qualification, of course, and we'll try and look at that a little bit later. But there are circumstances where a minhag can actually change the halacha, and he quotes the example, Kagon Berinus and those Medinas on those provinces of the Rhineland countries, what they consider to be chelev, which is an issachoris, in other places is not considered to be chelev, and vice versa. Vomr chazal. That's a Gemara in Psachim. V'omru Chazal, Akol Kaminik HaMedina. Everything is Kaminik HaMedina. So what one Kehillah considers to be Chelev Diraisa, according to another Kehillah, is not Chelev Diraisa. And that's an amazing. And V'omru Chazal. Chazal said further, In Halocha Rofefes B'yodcho, if the Halocha is wavering, not quite sure what the Halocha is, Teleich Acha HaMinig, go after the Minig. Naro Naro Pashto Koheno Rabin B'talmud. That's this from the Sefer HaMinhagim. And the Maram Mintz, one of the great medieval poskim, in fact, says the osius of Minig is Gehenim. The point being that if it's taken to its extreme, you can distort halacha by following a minig where it directly contradicts halacha. Chas v'sholom, lehepuch, it can lead to gehinim. So one has to know when is a minig oker halacha and when is a minig not oker halacha. When is a minig a genuine minig, and when do we put aside the minig because the halacha disagrees? I just want to say that a chiddush here, that there are, I found about four cases, maybe there are more, in the, where we find that there's a din in the Torah, a Torah Shebiksav, which is based on a minig. Now, what do I mean by that? And I give you a couple of examples. The Torah says, in the case of a mafuta, a woman has been seduced, if you like, there's a din that if he decides to marry her, then she's entitled to a kasubo. Kemoha basulim, says the Rambam, learns the din of kemoha basulim. The Mishnah Melech asks the question, the din of kasubo is only drabonon. So how is it possible that we can learn from the Torah a din of mafuta, that the seduced woman is entitled to a kasubo, when the whole din of kasubo is only drabonon? Says the Mishnah Melech, you know what the pshat is? that since there was a custom already from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu that a married woman received an entitlement of a kesubah, therefore the Torah tells us that you've got to follow the minig of Moshe Rabbeinu to pay a kesubah. So it's a din d'oraisa based on a minig. I'll give you another example from Ramban. The Ramban says there's a din of Motzi Shemra, that is, if a person gets married and she is supposed to be a basulo, and he finds ain lo basulim, she's got no basulim. So the din is, he takes her to Bezdin, and Bezdin, if it's found to be untrue, then he has to pay a mayor kesef, 100 pieces of kesef. Says the Ramban, where does this idea of mayor kesef come in? Says Ramban says like this, he wanted, after all, to get rid of this woman without paying a ksubo of 50, a ksubo is 50 shkolim, it's the equivalent of the 200 zuz, 50 shkolim. Therefore he's a ganef, and a ganef has to pay kefil. If a ganef has to pay kefil, he has to pay 100 zuz, and he pays mayor shekel. 100 zuz, mayor shekel, he has to pay mayor keser. That's what the Ramban says. But the shittus Ramban is, a ksubo is only midrabbanan. So you've got a din in the Torah telling you you've got to pay twice the ksuba, but there's no din ksuba in our Torah. So how can that be? Ramban is so to himself. It cannot be you have to pay twice the amount of a ksuba, and according to Ramban, a ksuba is only midrabbanan. Elomai, says the Mishnah Melech, to answer the Ramban, the ksuba is only drabbanan. But it was a minig already from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu to pay a ksuba. So you've got a din in the Torah, which is based, superimposed, if you like, on a din drabonon, on a minig amadino. And the Torah actually, Torah should be ksav based on a din of a minig amadino. Similarly, you have, at the beginning of Kiddushin, Maseches Kiddushin, there's a din that Masi Odayim, that which Inaro produces, goes to the father. So Gemara brings a posik for that. The Gemara has a posik for that. And the logic behind that is, since it's the father has a duty to provide mazonis for his daughter, therefore logically, the Masi Odayim should go to the father, based on a posik. The din that the father has to provide mazonis for a daughter is a din drabonon. It's not a deraisa. The father has a duty to provide mazonis. It's a minig. And yet there's a posik in the Torah to tell you that the masi adayim go to the father, and the logic behind it is because the father pays mazonis. How can that be? If the din mazonis is only drabonon, then how can you have a posik to tell you that the masi adayim go to the father based on the fact that the father's got to pay mazonis when the mazonis is only drabonon? The answer is, the father pays mazonis, it's only a drabonon, but it's a minig hamadino. That was the custom, and it goes back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. I've got another case. The Gemara brings that an Eved, when he goes out, together with his wife and his children. So Rashi says he goes out with his wife and his children. What's to tell you? Obviously he goes out with his wife and his children. The master's going to keep the wife and the children when the Eved goes out. Says Rashi, no, that tells us that the odin is in the place, the master is in the place of the husband and has to provide mazonis. Just as the husband has to provide mazonis for his wife, so also the Odon who takes the place of the master has to provide mazonis. And we've got a posik to tell us that, beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. But the fact that the husband has to pay mazonis to his wife, again, is a din d'rabbanan, it's not a din d'oraisa. So you've got a din d'oraisa, which is superimposed on a minig hamadino, on a pure minig. So you see, the minig, even though it's not a din d'oraisa, it's a minig which presumably goes back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, so parallel to the Torah Shebiksav itself, parallel to the Torah Shebal Peh, there were also minhogim. And this was the way of the Medina, if you like, to provide mazonis for a wife, for a daughter, etc., etc. And we have dinim diraisa were based on Torah shebiksav, extra psukim, based on that to tell us dinay Torah. So you see the kayach of a minig, that the dinim diraisa are based on minhagim. That's the first mahalach I wanted to suggest. From the Sefer Chassidim, you see, says the Sefer Chassidim, Hamashana minig rishonim kemo piyutim v'krovis. Krovis stands for Pro Rino v'Yeshua b'Olei Tzadikim. The one who changes the piyutim or the minhagim in the kehila, then chas v'sholem is over on lo sase gevurayecho ashegavu rishonim. He quotes a pasuk in the Torah, and then in another piece in the Sefer Chassidim, he says, "V'yesh sheyomus shemashane minik harishonim kigon piyutim shehurgul uloma." That cases where chas v'sholem nachmona litzlon, people died because they were punished for changing the changing the piyutim. Then he quotes the posik. Strangely enough, he quotes another posik, a posik from Mishli, a very similar posik, al tase gevul olam. More darshans in a different way. Why he chooses in one place, he chooses to the posik from the Torah, one place from the ksuvim. I don't know, but that's al kolponim. He says that an onish can come about if you change them in hagim. And they have the famous classic piece from the Maril. Maril was a chazan for Yom Neroim. Maril was known as a great chazan, and Maril says he was also one of the pillars of our minhagim. Says the Maril, Ein l'shanos minig amokrim b'shum inyan, afilu b'nigunim, even in the tunes that people are murgolim to sing. If you change a nigun and the kehila gets upset about it, then it's often vain. And he says, a maisa happened, he said, v'sipe maisa ba'atzma, a maisa with himself. He was a shliach tzibur on Yom Neroim. And he was singing a tefillah kaminig, he sang the customary nigunim. And he was in the town of Rav Ephraim Regensburg. And the minig of the killer was, there was a piyut, apparently a certain piyut Rav Ephraim Regensburg composed. And he thought it was appropriate to introduce this piyut into this killer, although it wasn't the minig of the killer. And Rachmona Litzlon, his daughter, died in that year. And he attributed it to the fact that the killer objected to the fact that he changed the piyut. This is the Maril. And then you get the Bach, which is quoted in the Orcha Shulchan, and the Bach says, Echor min agdolim b'yomov hischil levatel miloma krovitz v'lohotzi shenosa. He changed the nusach of the tefillah and v'lohotzi shenosa. Ad kedei kach. That's talking about purely in negunim and piyutim, which doesn't have a major effect in terms of changing something in the Torah. But as we have seen, minhagim have an effect on the Torah itself, as we've seen already. Now, there are a few expressions which we find in Chazal, and some of them are not in Chazal, but are well known. For example, the first expression is minolon de minhaga milsehi. That's not in Chazal, it's in the Geonim. This expression, from where do we know that Minhoga Milsi? It comes from Rav Shira Gaon, brought in the Torah. And Rav Shira Gaon says, Minolan de Minhoga Milsi, Shenema lo sase gevure echo ashegovlu rishonim. Don't overstep the borders ashegovlu rishonim. And clearly the pshat in the posig, as you know, is if you've got a fence and you move the fence in order to take somebody else's property. Says the Rav Shira Gaon rather ingeniously, Lo sasig gevul re'echo, if you change the minhagim of a kehila, you're moving the borders, asher govlu rishonim, the earlier generations have made the boundaries, and you've moved the fence and changed the borders. That's the from Rav Shira Gaon, and that's the origin of minolahan de minhaga milsehi. Similarly, you find in the Shiltas of Rav Achai, and also in the Halachas Gedolos, and they again say, Minolon de Minhoga Milsehi, and they quote a Gemara, but the Gemara doesn't use the expression Minhoga Milsa. They quote the Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara says, Shema b'ni musra avicho val titoish terasi mecho, referring to Minhogim. It's the Gemara in Pesachim, but the Gemara doesn't use the expression Minolon de Minhoga Milsehi, that's in the Geonim. And similarly in Halachas Gedolos, he quotes the Pasuk Shema B'ni Musa Avicho. That's the expression, Minolon de Minhoga Milsehi. Another expression, Minig Yisroel Torahi. It doesn't occur in Shas, Babli, or Rishalmi. I looked in the computer there, it's not my Bikir, so you can look. It doesn't occur. So who's the first one to use it? It's in Rishonim. Thramban uses it, Tosus uses it, but I couldn't find it anywhere in Shas. But it's a well-known expression. All the later Poskim use it. Minig Yisrael Terahi, it's a very well-known expression. But it's not actually in Shas, Babli, or Rishalmi. I first found it in the first earliest source I can find is in Tosus and later in the Ramban. If anybody can find an earlier source, then I'm quite happy to amend my notes. But that's what I could find. Then you get another expression, the third expression. Puk chazi mai amad davar. Go and see what the people are knowing. That's already a Gemara, it's a brachas, it comes in a few places. Fourth expression, Hizoru b'minig avoseichem b'yadeichem, well that's with Yom Tosheni, that is well known in Chazal. A fifth expression, Kol mokem shalocha rofefes halach acha haminig. Wherever there's doubt as to which way the halacha should go, follow the minig. This doesn't occur in the Babli. It's a similar expression you have in the Yerushalmi. It comes from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, "Kol halocha shehira fefes bebezdin ve'einat yodea mativo tsei ure'ei mohatzibo noeg unahoy." That's an expression from the Yerushalmi. And to that you can add, "Hanichu lahem Yisrael imei neviim heim b'nei neviim heim," which occurs, of course, in Chazal. Then the expression, "Minig mevatel halocha," which we've quoted before. Where does that come from? That again doesn't occur in the Babli. It occurs again, it's in the Yerushalmi. As Minig Mevatel Halacha, the classic case, there's a reference to it in the Babli, but it doesn't use that expression. In the Sugya in Yevomas, where it's talking about whether Chalitza should take place with a shoe or with a sandal, and the Gemara says, "Im Yovo Eliyahu v'yoma cholzim b'minal." If Yehu will come and say chalitza should be done with the shoe, shomin lo. Ain cholzim b'sandal, ain shomin lo. If he says you can't do chalitza with a sandal, ain shomin lo. Shekva nohagu ha'om b'sandal. That's the Gemara, the Babli. People have been noig b'sandal. Therefore, we don't listen to Eliyahu. Even if Eliyahu Anovi will come, you should know, the minig is, and that's the way, according to the minig. But the Yerushalmi uses a different expression. In the Yerushalmi, says, "Im yova Eliyahu v'yomer chotzim b'minal shomin lay, she'ein chotzim b'sandal ein shomin lay, sh'arei rabim nogu lachlots b'sandal," and then it says, "and minig is mevatel osi minig or mevatel haloch." So it's cursed in Masecha Sofrim as well. Says in Masechta Sofrim, since if Nogu Kena Om, if the people have been noig like that, Ein Halocha Nigvas Ad Shehe Minug. And then there's something very special about this Masechta Sofrim. He says, what sort of minig are we talking about? Not just a minig which is made up by a few individuals. You get sometimes somebody does something incorrectly, and then people sort of build on that. I give you a classic example. I saw in the shul in Machzik Adas, when it comes to say Kelim Oli Rachmim, take the Sefer Torah, the one who says Kelim Oli Rachmim takes the Sefer. When it comes for the prayer for the state, somebody stands up and he says the prayer. So I said, why is the person not saying, the one who's saying the Tefillah, he should be the one to carry it? Mm-hmm. So I asked her, is this a minig? I asked around, in Hendon Adas, take Hendon Adas. Rabbi Roberts now, because he's a little bit schwach, doesn't hold the sefer when he says Kelim Oli Rachmim. Previously he did. So people will come along and say, you don't hold the sefer, Kelim Oli Rachmim, you see. You don't hold the sefer for when you say the prayer for the queen. They're right, he doesn't hold the sefer because he's feeling a bit schwach now, and therefore he doesn't hold the sefer. Whereas previously he did. That's how Minhagim developed. It doesn't. Does that mean that's a minig you can't change? Osi minig and mevatel halacha? I don't think so. And of course, you've got the classic case in the Moral Shul in Prague, the Altnoi Shul. They say Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos twice, and there's certain places where they bow down because there was a beam there. These are classic cases, cases of a minig which lechera has no. Once it's done, that's the way you do it, and therefore you can't change. All right, but the Masechta Sofrim points this out. He says, yes, Zesha Oma Minig Mevatel Halacha, Minig Vosikin. Oh, Minig Vosikin. Avol Minig She'ein Le Raya Minat Torah, Eina Elokatoya Beshikuladas, that's a Mordechai, and the Mordechai develops this this theme. So a minig, yes, there's a minig, and there's a minig. As Gemara uses the expression, the next expression, naro, naro, pashta, is an expression which occurs in the Gemara. Rashi says, in Chulin, kol nahar, every river, mispashek, b'mokum shurogel. Each river finds its sort of direction where it can go. Naro, naro, pashta is an expression which we use for minhogim. And that's what Rashi says, kol nahar, mispashek, spashit b'mokim shurogel shom koloma kol mokim holeichacha min hoget. Then we get the, in Bob Metzia, get the expression hakol keminig hamadino. This is in financial matters. That is very much so. If you hire a labourer, do you have to provide him food? Do you have to provide, what sort of meal do you have to apply to give him? And this, of course, in Dinei Torah, Bezdin will often say, look and say, well, you know, let a worker has been dismissed. What is the normal practice in England when a worker is dismissed? Sometimes they'll go to Hatton Garden and say, what is the practice among the, some of you have been asked before, what is the normal practice in the jewellery trade with regard to a worker doing something like that? And that is becomes embodied in halacha. It's a minig. But it becomes a body in halacha. But if somebody leaves a tzavor, or somebody wants to leave a tzavor that the bechor shouldn't get pishanayim, and that's the minig in a certain shtot, well, that's going against the din Torah. Do you say the minig changes the halacha? No. Definitely not. That's the tshuva of the Chavos Yoreh. So in other words, a minig doesn't change a din Torah, even though it might be the normal practice. Let's say in England there's no such din that a bechor gets pishanayim, but the Torah says a bechor does get pishanayim, then, it's the minig of the country, it's a financial matter, the minig is that there's no pishanayim for the bechor. Minig is not going to change the halacha in such occasions. You have to know, minig can change the halacha, but what type of halacha? And that's what we find with regard to chaylev, that we follow different kehilas have different minhagim with regard to chaylev. Perhaps not nowadays, but we can see from the quotations which we quoted before. That is in Dinei Torah. So when do you say minig changes halacha? When do you say minig doesn't change halacha? That is a moot point and is a subject of great discussion. All right. So the is a classic piece in the Ma'arik. The Shaila happened that in Shabbos Bereshis there was a minig in the Kehillah that the one who gets the first aliyah would pay a lot of money and would have the schus of getting the first aliyah in the Torah. And there was a Kohen who didn't want to be Mavata. You can go to another minig where they don't have such a minig. Says the Ma'arik, the Kehillah is correct, the minig is correct, and the Kohen has no right to object, since it's a minig lekovod haTorah, and therefore if a person has given money for that purpose, then he has the priority over the Kohen, and the Kohen is not allowed to object. That's the Shaila in the Ma'arik. He says, Ein lonu l'shanas haminhogu shenorgu havusenu hakadmoinim hachasidim v'anshei maise v'alke yotze b'zeh omru chazal hanach lohem li'Yisroel imenom neviim heim b'nei neviim heim v'kolshke b'minik hazeh shuhu kovod haTorah. And he quotes the maise. He says, you see, okay, halacha, Rav went to a certain place, the Gemara in Tanis. Rav went to a certain place, and he wasn't sure what they were going to say, and he waited, and they said, Halel on Rosh Chodesh, and they said it with a brocha. And Rav apparently didn't object. He didn't object, so even the Shitosoi, I mean, if Rav presumably didn't have the custom of saying Halel on Rosh Chodesh, and they said it with a brocha. So says the Ma'arik, you see, even though it involves saying Halel with a brocha, which is a shayla of lo siso, which according to some poskim is a din diraisa, saying a brocha levatola, he didn't object. He let the minig be. So you see that minig oikeras halacha. So the Ma'arik brings a raya from here that minig the minig can be oikeras halacha. The fact that Rav did not make an objection, says the Ma'arik, is a raya that minig oikeras halacha. It comes along with the pre-chodesh, says, can't be. Minig can't be oikeras halacha. He disagrees entirely. Minig cannot be oikeras halacha. Rav didn't object. The answer is that Rav held that lo siso is not an issa d'oraisa, it's a rabbanan. That raises the question, can be does it mean in derises or only in, even in derises or even in drabonons? And the Prichoder says, it's, when do we say you look at the minig, when there's a shitter here, there's a shitter there, and you decide, the minig decides you go into according to one opinion because it hasn't been totally decided according to one or the other. Then you can say the minig determines what the halacha should be. But a minig should uproot an accepted halacha, says the Prichodosh, that cannot be. So you have a machlokes here between the Ma'arik and Prichodosh as to the kach of the minig. Let me conclude by saying I was asked to look at the minhogim of the Ma'asik Hadas, which that's why I started looking into this subject, and I came across some fascinating inconsistencies, which, to say the least, which I think in most kehilas, that's how minhogim developed, a lot of inconsistencies in minhogim. And it's of course, but if it is, that is the minhag of the kehila, inconsistencies are in, that's the way you've got to carry on. Choshish for the pachad, for the maril and the bach, they changed minhogim, they changed just the nigunim and the piyutim, which is, doesn't really affect the halacha in such a serious way, and how they were makpid. Lachas kam v'kamo to change minhogim when we see the minhogim, not only as regard to piyutim and brochas, but as you see, minhogim have an impact on the ikar halacha. Minhogim have an impact on gittin kiddushin. The Gemara talks about if the minig is to give sivlonas presents, is that a condition or not? Depend on the minig. In other words, if someone gives a gift to a kala, is that kiddushin or not? Now you're talking about inyonim of Isa Veheta of Kiddushin, major inyonim. If the minig is to give sivlonas, it's one way. If the minig is not to give sivlonas, it's the other way. Is the girl Mekudeshes or is she not Mekudeshes? And similarly with regard to Gitin. Similarly we've seen with regard to Chalitza. We've seen with regard to Chalim. So the Minhogim impact not just on Piyutim, on Nigunim, Minhogim, and certainly on financial matters, it's totally dependent on Minhogim, with, as I say, certain restrictions. It cannot be Oker, a Beferish Adin in the Torah, then it's, we must say it's a Minig Tos. We have to sort out what is considered to be a Minig. A couple of people start something and getting their friends to join, is that called a minig? It has to be a minig vosikin. What is minig vosikin? Well, that's we say that the Doros of Shonim were kadoshim, therefore we accept that whatever they did has become accepted in the kehillah. That's a minig vosikin. But something which is started by a few individuals, not on any particular basis whatsoever, it takes time before a minig develops. And that is the sort of the grey area of what is considered to be a valid minig, what is not considered to be a not a valid minig. But Klal Yisrael kadoshim heim, we shouldn't. Many people have the attitude, it's a minig, but Alma, just ignore it. That's the wrong attitude altogether. In Lav Neviim Heim, B'nei Neviim Heim, Hanach Yisroel Kadoshim Heim, they are Kadoshim, and whatever they have been knowing, the Minhogim that they have been knowing through generations, have a Kedusha, and we are bound to keep up those Minhogim, and if you don't, could be a Shiloh over on the Dorim, apart from being a Keneged Halacha, not to just to be Mavatl Minhogim of each Kehillah.